Hello everyone, and I hope your Friday is looking okay as we continue to share these very unusual circumstances and as we continue to pray for so many people in the world who have begun, even just in these past 24 hours, the journey of grief, the loss of loved ones in this current health crisis. So in our parish blog space today, you'll notice that I've just put the gospel from the Mass, likewise yesterday, whereas Wednesday I included a full structure, a full outline of the Mass with images and some guided text and some voice recordings. So I'm just trying to mix up the approaches a little bit and keen to keep getting feedback of, you know, what's helpful and what could be a good mix of approaches for us to be taking in this time when we're trying to continue some sense of prayer and worship together online. Today's gospel then, it is a beauty. I often use this one at baptisms, John chapter 6. It's John's version of the feeding of the crowd. And a couple of things that I'll highlight that just might prompt your own further reflections as you look through this gospel today and take it into your own prayer and your in your own life. So a couple of things to note. So firstly, you know, you've got this child who's got a little bit of food. He's got five little loaves and a couple of fish. But what is that between so many, says Andrew to Jesus. And yet it's almost like through the image of this little child, we have the real faith wisdom going on. It's almost like this child is saying to Jesus, "Well, you know, this is all I've got, but I'll give it all to you, and you work with it." Now, obviously, the kid didn't say that, but we can look at it now and find that richness in it. That when we are able to take whatever. Even if we sometimes feel it's only a little bit we have, whether it's in terms of, you know, my skills or my insights or my capacity for something, you know, isn't it a pretty common human experience sometimes to feel, oh, I don't quite have enough for this? And yet in this gospel we see through the image of this child this whole sense that, you know, if I give to God my all, if I say, "Lord, I trust you with whatever I've got, and I give it all to you for you to work your grace with," then remarkable things can happen, as happens in this story, where through the little that this child has becomes, with the grace of God, becomes the absolute abundance. And so there's a great message of trust. There's a great message of human dignity. There's a great message of God's cooperation in grace with us and our cooperation with God. The other thing that I'll just highlight in this gospel is the end of it. So notice that the people are fed, but what happens? Jesus kind of does the bolt. Wouldn't you think that if the people responded and said, "Wow, isn't this fantastic?" Wouldn't you think that Jesus would stay with them and muster the opportunity to keep giving them the good news or whatever he wanted to do with them? But no, it says that he disappeared back into the hills by himself. And why is that? Well, I think the clue is in the line before. It says Jesus could see that they were about to come and take him by force and make him king, and therefore he escapes. If you read on in your Bible, so this little piece finishes at verse 15. Grab your Bible, open up the Gospel of John, and just read the few verses after it. And when you come down to verse 25, just 10 verses later, you'll see that the next day they find Jesus again. And when they found him, it says, on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Because he's found his way to Capernaum. And Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." Now take that line and put it back into the gospel that we've just had. This is Jesus saying, we've had this remarkable experience of being fed, not so that I can just keep being this magic provider for you, but so that you will know that this kind of abundance is possible through you. You are the ministers of this if you give yourself to me and trust in the power of grace that we can work on together. You are the ministers of this if you can see yourselves like that child who had his little bit of food and gave it all into cooperation with God's grace. So this, I think, is a classic case of the people, is this us, wanting to set God up, as the wonder worker, rather than accepting the dignity that we are given through our baptism, through our incorporation into the ministry of Jesus, to be the channels through which God's grace, God's multiplication, God's abundance can occur. And so there's an enormous message of encouragement in today's gospel for us about the dignity of our call into the ministry of Jesus, our call to entrust whatever we have into the hands and the grace of God, who is keen to work with us and to ensure abundance and multiplication and the presence of people having their fill through the ministry and mission that we share in Jesus.